There's an article in today's New York Times referring to a study which has been posted online, not yet peer-reviewed or published in a scientific journal. But in that study, Pfizer and BioNTech scientists report that the Pfizer vaccine has a sky-high efficacy rate of about 96% against symptomatic COVID-19 for the first 2 months following the second dose. But the figure declines by about 6% every 2 months after that, falling to roughly 84% after up to 6 months. But against severe disease, the vaccine's efficacy holds steady at about 97%. And the reporter quotes the company as saying that a third shot could improve immunity, but writes whether boosters will be widely needed is far from settled, the subject of heated debate among scientists. Professor Shabir Mahdi is the Professor of Vaccinology and Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at WITS. Shabir, good afternoon. Do you fall down on either side of this? Boosters yes, boosters no, or in the middle, we simply don't know enough yet to make a decision?
So probably in the middle. And good afternoon, John. So I think the bottom line is also depends on what you're trying to achieve. If you're trying to protect people from being infected, and if you're trying to prevent mild infections, we certainly would require boosters. There's no telling how often we're going to require the boosters. But the practicality of being able to boost the entire population each year or every few months is obviously unattainable. As you correctly pointed out, even in absence of the booster, what we're seeing is sustained protection against severe disease, so way above 90% for the Pfizer vaccine, and for most other vaccines, even against the Delta variant, above 80 and 85%. The modeling indicates that to protect against severe disease, you probably would require boosters every 2 to 3 years. But to protect against mild infection, you're very likely to require boosters perhaps every 6 to 9 months, which simply, again, is not practical. So it depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think Pfizer is obviously trying to sell as much vaccine as possible, so it will make every possible case for people to get more vaccine. But to be able to implement is a separate story. The next big issue is that after the third dose, again, we're clueless as to how long that protection is going to last and whether you're not going to require another booster dose a few months later.
There's the issue, while such a very significant population percentage of the population of the world is completely unvaccinated, it seems a very poor use of resources to give people who've had two jabs a third one.
Absolutely. It's a highly inefficient use of vaccines, and it basically shows complete disregard to people in low and middle-income countries. Right now, in low-income countries, only 1% of the population has been vaccinated, whereas in countries such as the United Kingdom, United States, close to 60% of the population have been vaccinated. And then now they're wanting to add an additional dose in those countries where the majority of people have been protected against severe disease. And a few cases of severe disease that occur in those countries are not in vaccinated people, but rather in people that have chosen to be unvaccinated. But in the meantime, they're not allowing for access to those vaccines in low and middle income countries where the need is the greatest at this point in time.
It seems to me that in the beginning, while we're still struggling to understand how immunity lasts when, you know, the first people to get any kind of immunity have only had that immunity for 6 months, you wait until a much higher percentage of the global population is vaccinated. And then if the evidence does show a waning of efficacy, then you only give third jabs to people whose immunity systems are most compromised by comorbidities, by age, and so on.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way that we should be proceeding. Right now, like I said, even a single dose of the Pfizer vaccine has got more than 90% protection against severe disease due to the Delta variant. In a country such as South Africa, at this point in time, we shouldn't even be offering a second dose of the Pfizer vaccine if we want to have higher levels of efficiency in the use of the vaccine. But then at the end of the day, yes, high-risk individuals very likely will require additional boosters, perhaps every 2 to 3 years, to keep them protected against severe disease. One of the challenges we face right now is that the world hasn't yet converged in terms of the extreme unlikelihood of us ever reaching a point of herd immunity. This is an aspiration that we all believed in a year ago. But infections, the South African data came out early this year around the Beta variant and how the AstraZeneca vaccine didn't protect against that. The whole notion of herd immunity is something that very much should have evaporated into thin air. But some people, some companies, and some politicians still clutch to the idea that we're going to get to herd immunity by vaccinating 2/3 of the population and having repeat dosing of vaccines, which is unlikely.
And there was a report on News 24, actually, I think it was a Bloomberg report, which was picked up by News 24, saying that Patrick Soon-Shiong, the billionaire who was born in Port Elizabeth, his company Immunity Bio, is beginning trials here in South Africa of a universal booster shot. So whether you've had J&J or Sinovac or Pfizer or Moderna, this HAD5 would be universal across all of the vaccines. What do you think of the possibilities of that?
Well, the term, the use of the word universal is perhaps misplaced because any of the vaccines can be given together with another vaccine. Right now, as an example, the Sinovac vaccine is being boosted by a Pfizer vaccine in Bahrain. But what's different of the vaccine that you're referring to is that it includes an additional component of the virus known as the N protein, which is probably less susceptible to mutations that take place in the virus. And consequently, the immunity that it induces might be better across different variants. But whether or not it brings it, again, it's unlikely to bring us to a herd immunity point, but it will basically allow for vaccines to be a bit more predictable, even against mild disease, should it work, irrespective of the variants that are circulating.
Professor Shabir Mahdi, as always, thank you very, very much for the way you cut through the clutter on these complex topics. Professor of Vaccinology and Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at WITS.